Okay, family, well, there you have it. Step Into the Light, the new Christian rock album that has been produced at Chance Studios with Pastor Eddie B. and his lovely bride, Sandy, and, of course, all the family here at Conviction for Christ Ministries. Let me just tell you this. I am so blessed to be a part of the team and part of the family. And as you've listened to this CD, listened to the lyrics, listened to the fabulous production of it, I just want to give God all the praise and glory for the musicians, the artists, and the talent that God brought together to put this project together. Pastor Eddie B., of course, you know, producing it and writing it and leading and coaching and guiding me along the way. And then Greg on the bass and then Cody on the drums. It was just some kind of awesome. And I hope you've really enjoyed it. And I pray that it's spoken to the depth of your spirit and your soul, and that we can all hear the voice of our Lord and our Savior calling us to higher ground. It is really time, you know, for all of us to just humble ourselves even greater in these last days before Him and allow Him the place and space to minister to those areas of our life that so desperately need His attention. And He is a fabulous, awesome, loving, kind, winsome, wonderful Father, sitting high, looking low, knows everything, knew the end before He began. And I'm following a tradition, if you will, of just love and power that I saw my brother Eddie do, and so in every album that he's produced, which is just numerous, and that is to give the listener an opportunity to give their heart to Christ. I mean, your help is just a prayer away. And so by the grace and glory of God, I ask you today, or whenever you're listening to this, of course, if you would just humble yourself right where you are, and if you're at a place of humility and brokenness, then pray this prayer with me and let Jesus Christ become your personal Lord and Savior. And of course, if for any reason you find yourself already a believer, I hope that could be true for you, that you would rededicate yourself, that you would pay the vow you've made unto God. Come up higher. Let God love on you and bless you in Jesus' holy name. So let's pray together now in the name of Jesus. Say this with me. Say, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I plead the precious blood of the Lamb over my life, and I repent of all of my sin, and I rebuke the devil, and I command Satan to leave me now, and I ask you, Lord, to take back all the ground that I have given to the devil on every level, and I crown you the Lord of all, and Father God, you're more than my Father now. I receive you as my heavenly Father, and the lover of my soul and the lifter of my head, the sustainer of my life. I ask you to fill me with the power of your Holy Spirit, and that the old is gone, the new has come. I'm a new creation in Christ, and now I have power as I have received Jesus to be my Lord and my Savior. I have power to keep your word, and I pray, Father God, that you would give us all a deeper hunger and thirst for your word, and that we know that we know that we know that you hold your word above your name. Your word is forever settled in the heavens and upon the earth. And nothing's too hard for you and nothing's too small. You're God all by yourself. We submit ourselves to continue to believe you and believe your word all the way to the end of our faith and the salvation of our souls. So, Father God in heaven, today I receive Christ like never before, to be my personal Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. We wrap our faith around our prayers. We plead the blood of Jesus over them, and we seal them in the power of the Holy Spirit. Friend, no matter who you are or where you're from or what you've done in your life, I want you to know that Jesus is your answer, and He is so incredibly head over heels in love with you. Now, you can't conquer anything you refuse to hate, and the Bible says, hate sin and love righteousness. Let's all do this thing. Let's step into the light together in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless your hearts. Thank you for listening.